Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Trading Post Trapline Chatter is a program that involves you. From time to time, you might have a personal message to send to a friend or a loved one in the village or surrounding area. Well, you can do just that over KJNP at 9:30 every evening.
Welcome to Chinook. I'm Deborah Niedermeyer. KJNP in North Pole isn't the only Alaskan station broadcasting personal messages to the bush, but it is the strongest. The Trapline Chatter program, beamed on KJNP's 50,000 watts, reaches most of the northern part of the state. The chatter is replete with details about the lives and concerns of the bush, a gold mine for northern gossips. But the show also helps Alaskans keep in touch with friends and relatives engaged in the isolated and sometimes dangerous pursuits of trapping and mining. Beverly Olson, who reads Trapline messages on KJNP, told me more about the program. How do I send a message?
What you do is you call in on the phone, our phone number, and say you'd like to send out a message. We ask who it's going to, where they're at, and we have to have the full name. Say maybe you might have a nickname or something. You can use that nickname, but we need the full name for our references. And then who it's coming from, there again we need the full name, whether we use it or not, and where they're at. And then the message, the contents of the message. Then we ask for a phone number. So in case we have a question on the Trapline Chatter message or we need to get a hold of that person, we have a number we can call. Then we put down who took the message, the girl on the phone here, so in case we need to get back to her, and then the date it came in. So when we air it on the radio station, we also put down the time it's aired.
When does it come on?
It comes out at 9:20 Monday through Friday, 9:30 on Saturday, and 9:35 on Sunday.
When is the deadline for me to get my message to you?
8 o'clock in the evening. Now, if somebody came in from the trap line or something, didn't get in until after 8 and they called us. And if we have the time after 8, we will type up the trap line. But they're not, if you call in after 8, there's no positive thing that your trap line will get on.
Who reads them?
And I read them. And then we have a new girl that came from the States. She's a Korean girl. Her name is Julie Arsted.
And now for the first of the chatter.
This is Deb Olson.
And I'm Julie Arsted, reporting for Trapline Chatter.
Going out to Mom and Dad at Crevice Creek Ranch, coming from the gang in Fairbanks. Matt took care of the bank business. FAA won't cooperate with Andy, so he is taking them to court. Please listen for a song request later. Take care. Love and miss you, Debbie, Dennis, Matt, Andy, Linda, and Tim.
To Linda Charlie at Mintel from Ken, Cheryl, and Jeremy at Fairbanks. Could you please have someone build a fire in our house tomorrow morning? We will call you at 11 a.m. Please be by the phone. To Edna George at Stevens Village from William Ben at Fairbanks. I went to the clinic today. I will be going to Anchorage Monday for surgery. Don't worry, it's not serious. Just wanted you to know, William.
How far do your messages get? What are the bounds?
In the wintertime, our messages get pretty much all over. We've sent messages as far north as Barrow. We've sent them, into a lot of the villages.
And this is going out to all the homemakers and home health aides in the following villages: Arctic Village, Koyukuk, Beaver, Cantwell, Minto, Chalkeetsik, Northway, Delta, Dot Lake, Dulato, Fort Yukon, Tanacross, Galena, Tanana, Hughes, Tetlin, Huslia, Tok, Kelteg, Venati. This is coming from Sherry Faulkner of the Homemakers Supervisor at Fairbanks. Please send in timesheets before Monday, November 2nd, or paychecks will be delayed considerably.
You can't send a trap line to someone who you think you know where they are.
Yeah, we kind of ask. Now, the state troopers, there's an exception. You know, they say there's an exception mm-hmm. to every rule. Well, the state troopers will call sometimes if there's a family in the States who's looking for somebody. We will say whereabouts unknown. Mm-hmm. But we won't say it for, you know, just because somebody wants to find somebody.
to Larry Bloom at Wainwright, or Beryl from Kim at Fairbanks. Larry, please call and let me know where you are. Love, Kim.
We have to go through those trap lines, and if there's any corrections that need to be made, we have to make. If I'm here, I usually go over them. If I'm not here, whoever's familiar with the names in the villages usually goes over them, and then we sort them out. You know, you get used to the names and the villages and stuff, and that's mainly what we're concerned about, to get the right names and the right pronunciation of the villages. Because of the different names in Alaska and the different villages in Alaska, you know, when you have new girls coming from the states and stuff, they have a hard time sometimes understanding the villages and the names.
To Jack, Karen, and Robin at Tuesday Cackett Bush Camp from Rita at Fairbanks. I have Jack's address and telephone number in Puerto Rico. Looking forward to seeing you when you get in town. Love and kisses. To Postmaster at Vinatai from Albert at Fairbanks. Could you please send my mail over to Fairbanks from Albert. Send it general delivery.
You might be interested to know that trapline chatter in the past has been used to save lives. The one about the boy was in Birch Creek, and they couldn't get in because of the flying conditions. Well, this boy over in Birch Creek needed some medical attention right away. So they called the radio station. We were able to broadcast on the radio station what he needed and what they could do for him until they got a plane into him. When is that? That was a few years back. As you know, that there's quite a few flying conditions, you know, all the time in the Arctic where you can't get into a village or get out of a village.
To Tony Will at Rampart from your mom, Dee, at Fairbanks. Still couldn't make it over today because of bad weather. We almost made it, but had to come back. So we'll try again. Please call me at 452-1482.
To Bill at Tozy from Cubby at Tanana, calling long distance. You will be picked up at noon on the 29th at Jack and Karen's Strip. Weather permitting. If there is bad weather, we will try at noon on the 30th. If there is more than 1 foot of snow, please pack it down for landing. See you then. Love, Cubby.
In the wintertime, like if somebody is going from Kiana to Kotzebue, they'll use trapline chatter as a means to know whether they got there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if they leave Kotzebue, they'll say, we'll call... They'll call from Kotzebue here before they leave. They'll send a message out to Kiana and say, we are leaving Kotzebue. We should be there in about 5 hours. So if they don't make it there in 5 hours, then the people in Kiana know to go look for them.
To Virgil Davis at Old Nenana from Deb at Fairbanks. My trip back went well, although the chains were really icy. I have Smokey with me. Steve and I picked up the snow machine, but we'll be spending tomorrow morning trying to get a key for it. Please meet me at the parking lot at 3. I hope you are both warm and cozy by now. See you tomorrow. Lots of love, Deb.
Of course, for those that are out on the trap line and stuff, it was a way of, you know, kind of like a, to know that somebody is looking out for them.
Cares about you still.
Right.
To Stephen Henry at Chalkitzik from Sarah Knudsen at Fort Yukon, calling long distance. Stephanie will stay with Jenny until you come back from trap line. Your cigarettes are in the mail from Sarah.
To my buddy Ernie Peter at Arctic Village, coming from Donald, Sam, and Fairbanks, I will be back in Fairbanks November 16th. Take care of yourself. I love you.
To Gary at Birch Creek from your mother, calling long distance from Shiloh, Michigan. Having our Indian summer, we'll be leaving for Florida on November 23rd. Sandy and Dan took care of each other while I went to Hawaii. Have a good, safe winter.
What if I have an emergency message?
If you have an emergency message, we can put that emergency message on any time during the course of the day. Now, we have a lot of emergency message that comes from the state troopers looking for different people. Now, we try and put them on the big newscast because it gets too monotonous every hour of the day. If somebody calls in with an emergency message for the villages, we'll put that on the first opportunity we have to on the radio for them. We'll run it maybe 2-3 times and run it again at Trapline Chatter. Depends upon the nature of the emergency.
And there's a morning trapline,
yeah,
isn't
it? Right. We run the evening ones 2 times. And then the ones in the evening that are really emergencies where people will have to have a certain appointment or meet somebody or something like that, then we will rerun that one over in the morning about 6:45. We don't run all the ones from the evening into the morning because we were having so many trapline chatter messages that it was eating too much of the Happy Tracks program up.
What, besides the boy in Birch Creek, what are some of the most unusual or funny messages you've ever heard?
Well, we were up at Circle one time, and Mary Warren up there was saying we were listening to Trapline Chatter because we had happened to be up there. I don't know if it was Circle or Central. She says, oh, I am so glad that guy is home because they've been sending love messages for the last month. We've had some where, you know, hey, send me some money. I want to come home, you know. Yeah, those are kind of cute ones.
To Dennis Charlie at Arctic Village from your sister at Fairbanks. Was unable to get money here in time for Wednesday Air North flight from Arctic Village to Fairbanks.
Some of them have bought goats or something, you know, and they're bringing the goat in, or, you know, it's all kinds of funny things. And in fact, you know, sometimes if you don't read them over, it really cracks you up when you get on the air and you read them the first time. If you haven't had time to read them over, you know, you about split your inner. So that's another reason why you should read them over, because so you can be familiar with what's coming up and you don't, you know. Because, you know, it might seem funny to us, but really it's probably pretty serious to the person you're sending the message to, and you don't want to make light of their message, you know. And so we try and hold it down real well that way.
To Jim's Forshack at Lake Minchumina from Harry Riley at Fairbanks. Send my book you borrowed 20 years ago on Alaska history to Box 73851. That's Box 73851.
To baby Serena Tritt and Alan Tritt in Arctic Village, coming from Uncle Donald Sam in Fairbanks. Your puppy will be up Monday in the flight. Please pay the fare.
To Dave and Jim at Gold Creek from Annie and Nora at Fairbanks, everyone here is fine. If that bear comes trick-or-treating, give him the candy. Annie and Nora.
We'd be happy to put your chatter on Trading Post Trapline Chatter. Send your message to Post Office Box 0, North Pole, Alaska, 99705, or call 488-2216 between the hours of 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. Only emergency Trapline Chatter messages will be taken after those hours.
We'll hear more chatter next week. For Chinook, I'm Deborah Niedermeyer. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.
Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook. I'm Deborah Niedermeyer. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, bans most stations from broadcasting personal messages. Not so in Alaska, where phones are unreliable and the U.S. mail doesn't always arrive on schedule. In such circumstances, even the National Guard uses programs like KJNP's Trapline Chatter to get word through to the bush when other means of communication might fail. There are problems, though, for message programs. Trapline Chatter has been used to pass information about illegal drug traffic. KJNP tries to discourage such use by asking for more information about obscure messages. Beverly Olson reads and screens KJNP's Trapline Chatter messages.
When KJNP first went on the air some 15 years ago, we decided that we would have a Trapline Chatter program, which is basically sending messages to the villages, personal messages, really, which is a taboo as far as radio is concerned in the States. But because the remoteness of Alaska and no telephone communication back in those days whatsoever into the villages, that the FCC says, they close their eyes and they says, well, go ahead, you know, give your Trapline Chatter message. So therefore, Alaska is the only state that can send personal Trapline Chatter messages to the village.
You're not the only message program in the state, right?
In the state, no. Nome has them, Glen Allen has them, Anchorage has them, sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of your radio stations in the states have them. Mm-hmm. They call them different names.
Mm-hmm.
caribou clatter is one of them. We're trapping. You know, it's kind of cute sometimes. Somebody will call and say, I want to send a message on caribou clatter. And so the girls say, what's caribou clatter? I said, that's trapline chatter. Because they come from another, you know, part of the state. And they think, I don't know if they think all of them are named the same or what, but it's kind of cute. Now, when we first started, we didn't have very many trapline chatter messages at all. So we used to read articles. And then trapline chatter grew so much because KJMP became 50,000 watts. And 50,000 watts reached into the villages a lot clearer than your other stations in the local area did that had similar programs. And we've had as high as, 100... Close to 70 to 100 messages, and this would be around Christmas time when everybody's sending greetings to the villages.
That's in one show?
That's in one show. I think it took close to an hour to do that one.
To my dear son, Kevin Jonas Kayutuk at Huslia from Isabel Kayutuk at Fairbanks. Harris wishing you a very, very happy 9th birthday and many more to come in the future. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kevin, happy birthday to you. Sending all my love and kisses from his sister, also to my parents, and listen to song requests later on. Love your mom, Isabel Kayutuk.
How long does it usually take?
Right now, trapline chatter takes, half hour at the most. Sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more. So we start at 9:20, and we usually get down at a quarter to or 22, something like that. Now in the summertime, with all your miners and stuff in the mining, you know, up in the hills and stuff, we seem to be having a lot more trapline chatters. The trend has changed because used to be a lot of trapline chatters in the wintertime, then it used to drop off in the summertime. Well, now it seems that there's a lot more trapline chatters in the summer. That's due to the miners, and then, of course, they're not there in the wintertime, so it kind of drops down just a little bit, other than our special holidays and stuff. We can't send a message into Fairbanks because Fairbanks has phones. On the outskirts of Fairbanks where there is no phones, yes, we can send a message. But into Fairbanks, you have cars, you've got telephones. You know, some of them have tried or wanted to send a message because they couldn't find somebody at home. They kept calling. Well, that's no excuse. We still can't send a message into the Fairbanks area or into any metropolitan area.
KJNP reserves the right to reject any message that can be transmitted by another means of communication.
When there was no radio no telephone communication in the villages, trapline chatter really was a needed thing in the village. It's really needed now too, especially on the mining camps and stuff, because there's no phone service, you know, back in the hills and stuff. Now you say, well, the villages have phones. Fort Yukon has phones. Circle has phones. Yes, they do. But those phones out in the villages aren't all the time in working order. As you know, sometimes you might call the village and you can't get through there. So that's still considered likely for a trapline chatter message.
To Ed Priest at Birch Creek from Bob Maxwell at Fairbanks, have been trying to call all day. Alascom didn't know anything as usual. If you could get a call out, have them call me, collect, and let me know what to bring when I fly out tomorrow at 8. Bob.
To Ed at Birch Creek from Mary at Fort Yukon, been trying to call. Hope Alascom fixes the phone before Christmas. Send me quarterly report since you can't call. Mary.
To Ken Miller at Beaver Creek from Nina at Bethel, calling long distance. Look in the orange file for Jules' immunization record and send it to me on the next plane out. All is fine here. There is a very fat letter in the mail. Love and prayers, Nina. To Steve Lee at Arctic Village from Florence Newman at Fairbanks. We still didn't get the package that went out in mail 2 weeks ago, and I would like you to put a trace on it because you have to, since it was mailed from up there. I'm from the mailbag to Mike Sheber on the Ambler River from Molly and Wilbur in Seattle. We're enjoying sunny weather here. Hope you are too, and that you made it back from fish camp okay. Good luck with work on the shop, right?
You said the FCC looks away, or do you have a special permit?
They have given Alaska consent to do trapline chatter. Now, I don't know of any particular permit that we might have or that any of the other stations might have, other than they just had said, go ahead and give your trapline chatter messages.
To the National Guard unit of Hughes from National Guard unit at Nome, calling long distance. Hughes will be picked up at 10:30 a.m. by HW helicopter. Huslia will be picked up at 10:30 a.m. by Twin Otter. Ruby will be picked up at 11:15 a.m. by helicopter. All will be picked up on October 29, 1981.
Talera Bridges at Chokitsik from Grandma Mary at Fairbanks. I sent 4 boxes of groceries. Please pick them up and leave them at your house until I get there. We will be home in a couple of days. Love, Grandma.
We kind of keep a real close tab on what's going out, when it's going out, and who it's going out by and who took it. If somebody calls in a message and says, call me tonight at 452-2934, we'll ask them what they want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of them have said, well, that's none of your business. Well, yes, it is our business. You're using our facility to send out a personal trap line chatter message. Therefore, whatever that call concerns, we need to know about it for our records.
To Jeffrey Adams at Stevens Village from Thomas Adams at Fairbanks, I would like you to call me tonight at 452-6684 after this message concerning court problems.
Just in case that would get pulled sometime, we need to say now, this is what they said it was for. Now, whether they're telling us the truth or not, that's not for us to, you know, to know. But we're assuming they're telling us the truth.
Remember, all information about your message or emergency message requested by the receptionist must be given or the message cannot be aired.
We have the option whether we really run it or not, or even if the wording is kind of, you know, not up to quota or something, we could even change the wording.
Mm-hmm.
To Terry Carroll at Circle coming from Norman and Fairbanks, if you're still in my house, I'll be over with the snow machine tomorrow morning. Still can't locate Wilbur. Try to buy him gas for him if he doesn't have no money, otherwise not. I'll be over tomorrow. Be expecting me and have the cabin warm.
Why do you need to keep such careful tabs?
We have had some court cases over some trap line chatter messages. And so they have suggested to us, the court in the area, that we do this so that we can have a complete file on if they ever have to pull it for some court trial or something.
What kind of court cases?
One was on somebody had given somebody consent, and they said they didn't give them consent. So they could use the trap line chatter message to prove that they had given them consent, and then we had gone ahead and read it. It was something on that order.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also had some folks in the area that have used trap line chatter for different drug rings and stuff. So we're pretty careful if a message come in. Now, if a message does come in and it's concealed and you don't know that, there's no way of finding that out. But if there's a hint or anything of it in there, we usually pull the message.
To the bearing tree at Salter River from the Hobbit at North Pole. Sorry, Gary Lee didn't pick up your Halloween brownies, so the trick is on you. See you at Christmas.
KJMP is not responsible for the content or length of any message. Now back to more chatter.
To Clifton, Jay, Sammy, and Janet on Salmon River from Mom at Fort Yukon. Justine, the teacher, has been away for a week, just came back today, and will be going up next Wednesday. Bertie played basketball tonight with the varsity, and her team won. The Eagle boys are playing at Tanana, and the Tanana girls are playing here tonight. Sammy, your brother, is back, also Donald Kelly. They are doing fine. Take care and God bless. To Clifton, Jay, Sammy, and Janet at Salmon River from Cheryl at Fairbanks. Hear your line is doing good so far. I'm jealous. I'm coming out as soon as the river freezes. I got my hair cut in punk rock style. You would love it, Janet. See ya, Cheryl.
To Howard Luke at Tanana River coming from George Butler in Fairbanks. If you are coming up between now and Sunday, as I am leaving on the train Sunday, would you please bring my shoes? And the last message, to Barb at Moose Creek from John at Mount McKinley Park, who will be flying out tomorrow about 10 a.m. Don't forget Joe's antlers.
You've just heard your trapline chatter messages for this evening. Again, if you have a message to send out to a friend or a loved one, contact us by calling 488-2216 or writing us at Box 0, North Pole, Alaska.
You've been listening to KJNP announcer Beverly Olson and to excerpts from KJNP's Trapline Chatter message program. For Chinook, I'm Deborah Niedermeyer. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.